Welcome back, kids. We're just sitting here watching Calvin the kangaroo do a bunch of tricks while he's bouncing.
Calvin, why were you bouncing so fast when we met you?
Well, mate, I was running away from home.
Why?
All my friends were making fun of me. They thought that I was weird because I hopped so much.
Don't all kangaroos hop as much as you?
No, sir. My generation has gotten a little lazy.
But Calvin, why do you take such an interest in bouncing?
Well, mate, I always thought that if I could learn to bounce really high, I could bounce way up into heaven. It hasn't worked yet, though.
Calvin, that's not the way you get to heaven.
Blimey, what do you mean?
We can't go to heaven because we're sinners.
What are sinners?
People who don't obey God.
Well, I've never killed anyone with or without a boomerang.
Have you lied?
Well...
Have you stolen?
Maybe once.
Then God can't allow us to go to heaven, because there's no sin in heaven.
Then how can we get there?
Well, about 2,000 years ago, God sent his only begotten Son to earth to save us from our sins, Jesus Christ.
Great! But how can he save us?
Jesus died a cruel and horrible death on an old wooden cross for you and me. You see, Jesus was perfect. He never sinned, but he suffered and died in our place.
But then, after 3 days in the tomb, Jesus rose from the dead and conquered death. And now he's in heaven looking down and wanting you to accept his free gift of salvation by faith. All we have to do to be saved from our sins and go to heaven after we die is to believe in him.
That's it?
Yep. God wants to hear from us, so we need to pray and tell him that we know we can't get to heaven without him, and that the only way to get there is through the precious blood of Jesus.
You have to tell him that you believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead for you.
And he will save you.
Wow. Can I do that now?
Sure.
Dear God, thank you for coming to earth and dying for me. I know I can't get to heaven without you because of my sin. I believe that you can save me from my sins through the blood of Jesus. And I want you to please do that right now. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for rising from the dead for me. And thank you for saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Walloping wallabies, I feel so much better. Thank you guys for telling me. You must have thought that I was pretty ridiculous, thinking that I could bounce into heaven.
Of course not, Calvin. You'd be surprised at how most people think they'll get to heaven.
Yeah, by praying to dead people, just doing good things, getting baptized or even sprinkled, lighting candles, a bunch of stuff.
That's why we need to tell them about the true way to go to heaven.
Mates, I think I'm going to go back and tell all my friends about Jesus. I'm so excited about Jesus saving me.
You should be, Calvin.
Isn't it an exciting thing?
Skid, you're back.
Yes, I got you thinking that I really did treat Jungle Josh badly. Can you forgive me, guys?
Of course. Skid, I'm sorry too for not being nice to you.
I accept your apology.
Thank you. Well, it looks like this wraps up another Jungle Jim's Kids Corner. I hope all of you tune in next week for another great adventure out back behind, down under, whatever.
Good day.
Goodbye.
See ya.